We're glad that you are with us. We, our guest, Wade Randolph, and I are both glad that you're with us. I tell you what, this is something that we are really trusting is empowering, refreshing, reviving some people who had gotten tired of pushing and you were giving it another thought. Should I just stop pushing? And we're both saying no. And Wade is helping us understand how to keep pushing. And one of the things that you mentioned, Wade, is that it's so important to be around the right people. Is there something about being around people who develop, cultivate, and release their greatness that impacts those of us who are trying to develop whatever greatness is in us?
Oh, definitely. Your environment is going to determine your overall outcome, not only short-term, but long-term. I had a young lady this morning who was taking a state test. I'm in the state of Virginia. She was taking a real estate test. She wanted to become a broker, wants to run her own business. And she went in. That test is 2 hours long, and I called her afterwards. She went in about 8, and I called her about 11:30, 12 o'clock, and said, okay, how'd you do? And she said, I didn't pass it. She said, I've studied for months, and I was just 2 points off. Wow. And I said, what are you going to do now? She said, I just feel so lost. And I had to tell her, I said, you know, you got to remember, sometimes you're going to fall down. I mean, that's life. Let's just be real. That's life. But I said, you only give yourself, there's an 80-20 rule. Focus 20 or a small percent of your time on the failure and focus the 80% on what you need to do differently to keep moving forward. And I asked her, I said, okay, you've taken time and, you know, you've gotten yourself together. You know, you've had a couple of hours just to talk to yourself. Now, what can we do to move you forth? And she said, no one has asked me that. She said, everyone has told me about they feel sorry. I'd say, well, I do too, but as your friend, as someone that knows you have it inside you, what is it that you need to do to move yourself forth? And that's the question we have to ask ourselves. What is it that we will do to move ourselves forth? See, I think when we fail, failure is also a teacher too. The greatest in us, Steve Jobs, failed. He was fired from his own company that he built. But he had to go back to the drawing board and he had to ask himself, what is it that I need to do differently with me? What is it that I need to learn? How can I do this differently that I can think in new ways? Carl, we've got to ask ourselves. We've got to be willing to think and take action in new ways that will push us past the barriers that hold us and entrap us.
Mm. New ways. So we don't keep repeating the same things that are not getting us where we want to be and find ourselves just spinning our wheels.
We can't afford to spin our wheels. There's a good book on the shelves, number one bestseller. It says, average is over. It says some of the jobs that we lost, some of the professions that we lost will never be returning. So we've got to be willing to come up with 3 to 4 core competencies that will keep us in the limelight. You know, for me as a speaker, and not only do I speak, I'm a trainer. Not only do I train, now I'm a personal coach. Not only am I a personal coach, I'm an author. What else do you have inside of you that will keep opening new doors when old doors slam behind you?
And so it's just a matter of regrouping. Okay, like you say, failure is just a part of life. It is going to happen at some point for all of us. But it's a matter of not letting the failure knock us down, keep us down, as you were saying earlier. We can't just stay down. We have to get up.
We have to get up. Sometimes failure can be the greatest teacher. You see, there's an interesting quote that says, if you've never failed, then you've never done anything in life.
Yes.
So, yeah, you know, sometimes you've got to get out there and get dirty. I remember when, Carl, I used to be a boxer.
Oh, okay.
And I never forget that they said I had to meet a guy by the name of Roger Dabney. He was the Virginia State champion. And my coach said, this guy is really going to test you. And when I stepped into that ring, I'll never forget, in the first round, I threw a right at the guy. and he was so quick, he ducked underneath of it and hit me with a right hand, and it was about 12 o'clock during the day, but next thing I remember, I was seeing stars at 12 o'clock noon. And I was on the mat, and I heard the referee counting. One, two, three. And he got to six, and every part of me was saying, stay down, take, you can get out of this. But there was another part, not my head, but my heart was saying, get back up. And, Carl, I'm telling you, when I got up, I didn't win that match, but when we finished, the guy came over and said, that was the toughest fight I've ever had.
Wow.
You just got to be willing to get back up and keep fighting.
Hmm.
You see, don't count yourself out. No, no, count yourself in. You've got to talk to that part of you that's still saying, we've got some more. You've got to talk to that part of you that's still saying, I can push a little further. That's what Diana Nyad did.
Yes.
They told her, she said, why don't you give up? She said, find a way. That's what John H. Johnson did when they said, Mr. Johnson, you have a great idea, but do you have any money? He says, no. They said, well, your idea of bringing a magazine will never come to fruition. And at that time, what he had to do, he went to his mother, and they didn't have much. He said, Mom, would you hawk your furniture so that I can fulfill my dream? And she hawked her furniture because his dream was so powerful that now Jet has become part of our culture. And from Jet, he made Ebony magazine.
Yes, sir.
The only thing that stops us is us. The only thing that stops us is the environment that's a polluting environment of people saying what we can't do. And we've got to find people that are dreamers and tell us what we can do. The greatest enemy, if there's no enemy inside, the enemy outside can do us no harm. We've got to work and live from the inside out and keep pushing forth to get what we want.
I can't help but wonder what Mr. Johnson may have gone through before he finally, and I'm saying finally, I don't know the story, but I'm assuming it wasn't just a very, very easy thing for him to go to his mother and say, will you hawk the furniture?
Would you hawk your furniture to help me fulfill my dream? See, here's the challenge that I think we face. Number one, he was willing to ask for help.
Yes.
And we have to ask ourselves, sometimes what gets in our way of asking is ego.
Mm-hmm.
E-G-O, edging guard out. It's our ego that we must be willing to control to say, yes, I'm weak, but I'm asking for help, not because I'm weak, but because I want to stay strong. If you ask enough people, if you knock on enough doors, one door will open and give you the help, the wisdom that you need. One door, even in my life, even as the success I've achieved because I was willing to say I don't know it all, because I was willing to get around people that's smarter than me, because I was willing to get around people that had more insight and just ask them until I get it.
Ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. We'll be right back.